Okay, Yisbach Yisrael for Shabbos Kegadol and for the Haggadah, starting on page 27. So there's a vart that they say from the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says there are two major drashos that we give, that the Rav gives in the calendar year, and they're both really tshuva drashos. What are the two major drashos? Shabbos Kegadol and Shabbos Shuvah. Shabbos Shuva, okay, you're in the middle of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. I understand that that's a Tshuva Drasha. Shabbos HaGadol is a Tshuva Drasha? So the truth is, of course it is. If we're preparing for Pesach, we're trying to get rid of Chametz, we're trying to get rid of the Yetzer Hara, we're trying to live a more redeemed life, so of course it's a Tshuva Drasha. Chassam Sofer said that the Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, is a tshuva drasha before we do the averos. What does that mean? It means that as the weather gets nicer, getting closer to summer, in the summertime, you know, it's not by chance that Tammuz and Av, bad things traditionally happen to the Jewish people. There's a certain carefree nature to the summer. So the Shabbos HaGadol drasha is warning a person, don't do averos. The summer is coming, the weather's getting nicer, people get a little more relaxed sometimes about, you know, where they go, what they do, how they dress, who they associate with. Everyone comes out of their hibernation from their winter. And we warn people, Shabbos HaGadol, when we say, get rid of your chametz and make Pesach and recognize Hashem and redeem yourself from Mitzrayim, it's all a warning not to do averos. After the summer, after we did averos, so then we have Shabbos Shuva, which the Chassam Sofer says is after you do the averos, then we have to have another tshuva drasha teaching you how to do tshuva. Right? But there's a very strong tshuva theme in Nisan, just like there is in Tishrei. Machlokas Tanai, when's the first month of the calendar year? Right? When was creation of the world? Was creation of the world in Nisan? Was creation of the world in Tishrei? Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin that they're both true. So just like Rosh Hashanah is the zman of tshuva, so too, Chodesh Nisan is a zman of tshuva. The Seder night is a zman of tshuva. A tremendous amount of tshuva. So as we get closer to the Seder, of course we have Shabbos HaGadol. So let's understand how Shabbos HaGadol is an amazing lesson in tshuva. Okay? So let's take a look. Tam lama anu korin Shabbos shelefnei Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol. Why do we call the Shabbos before Pesach? Shabbos HaGadol. Dinei kvar dibarnu harbe beferish apasuk hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim. If you think about it, any time a Jew wants to go back to the Rosh, right, tshuva, a return to the Rosh. I want to return to the way I was, like the Gemara says in Bava. Baruch atah b'vo'echa, baruch atah b'tzeisecha. I came to the free of sin, and I want to leave this world free of sin. I want to go back. When I was a baby, I was an innocent little kid. I didn't do a single aver. And as life goes on, we do averos. So when we come to Rosh, we come back to a beginning. It's a way of saying, Hashem, I want to chodesh hazeh lachem Rosh chadashim. Ma'avir Rishon Rishon, like we say, you know, through the Slichos and through the Yom Nora. Okay, so he says, I already spoke many times about HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim. U'lefi pshuto nuchol lomar, al pi di'isa b'sidur keser nahoira mehamagir HaKadosh Mizolachav. Now, I don't know who that is. I mean, that picture all the way on the right is from Shmuel Zalachover. So he was from Zalachov, but he lived in the times of Rav Meir Shapiro and Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. He died in the war. So I don't know who the Magid from Zalachov was, and I'm not sure what the Siddur Kesser Nahora is. It could be the Magid of Zalachov is someone else who we know by a different name, right? Like if I told you the Magid of Rovno, you'd have no idea what I'm talking about. If I told you the Magid of Mezrich, you know who I'm talking about. So those are the same. That's the same person. I mean, different tzaddikim were in different communities. So depending on maybe which community they were best known for, that became as, you know, how they were known. The Berditchever wasn't only in Berditchev, and the Magid of Mezrich wasn't only in Mezrich. So I'm not sure who the Magid of Zalachov is, but apparently in his Siddur, it says the following. Al roshei chadashim la'amcha nasata zman kapara l'chol toldosam. However, you know these words. It's from the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Right? It's Rosh Chodashim L'am Chanasata. Hashem gave us Rosh Chodesh. It's a Zman Kapara L'chol Toldosam. What does that mean? She's a Rebbe's Lebal Tshuva. This is a reference, Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh. It's a fresh start. Some people do a Yom Kippur Katana every month. So Yom Kippur, so every Rosh Chodesh is a Zman of Tshuva. Hashem gave us Rosh Chodesh as a Zman Kapara. That's what we say in the Musaf. It's a Zman Kapara. The Af im lo nishar lo shum or machmas chetav, afilu hachi yochol liskarev. Turn the page. Ulis chadesh ulaheir al yedesh yasa tshuva. The same way that the moon goes through a cycle. Sometimes it's really bright, lights up the sky. Sometimes it could barely be seen. It looks like there's no ur left. So to a Jew. Sometimes a Jew, you see a Jew, he's shining. He looks good. He looks, you know, you could tell he's doing good in the Avodas Hashem. He's doing well in his Avodas Hashem. You can see it on his face. Sometimes you see a Jew and, you know, it looks like there's not so much ore left. Like the waxing and waning of the moon. But that's exactly the Vard. Klal Yisrael compared to the moon, Rosh Chodesh is what? It's a Zman Kapara. Because guess what? The moon has bright days and not as bright days. And so do we. And that's normal. And the Avoda is to try to always renew your light. If your light looks a little bit diminished, so try to renew the light. V'zeh ha'kavana shamru chazal. That's what the Gemara says in Shavuos. It's also in Chulin. Heviu alai kapara shemi'atati es hayareach. Let me tell you the background to this line. It's a Rashi in Chumash, based on a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. But let me tell you the backdrop. You know most of the story, but let me just chazer the details with you. Chulin daf samach is where the Gemara tells the story of the conversation between the moon and Hashem. The moon says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, how is it possible that there's going to be two kings with one crown, right? The two luminaries, the Shnei Ma'oros HaGadolim, the sun and the moon. So Hashem says to the moon, that's a great point, we shouldn't have two equal lights in the sky, and Hashem made the moon small. So then the moon says, Ribbono Shel Olam, hold on a second. I say a true point, and I'm the one who gets diminished? Meaning I pointed out to you that the way you created myself and the sun wasn't a good idea, so now I'm punished for saying an emistic thing? So Hashem says all sorts of different appeasements. Hashem says, well, you know, I'll give you the stars. You could shine by day and by night. He says, by day and by night, the sun's going to overshadow me completely. It's going to outshine me by day. So Hashem keeps trying to offer the moon some type of, like, you know, appeasement. Like, I feel bad that I made you small. It's a fair point. Maybe I shouldn't have made you small. I guess Hashem felt he can't undo it at that point. So Hashem keeps trying to offer the moon different things. The Jewish people count by the moon. Yeah, but we're also linked into the solar calendar, not just the lunar calendar. So Hashem says to the moon, well, you're called small, but tzaddikim are going to be called small also. Yaakov is called Katan. David HaMelech is called Katan. Shmuel HaKatan. So the moon says, yeah, but the moon's not satisfied. Hashem keeps offering things. So finally Hashem says, okay, I made a mistake. Hashem says, amazing Gemara. Hashem says, okay, I messed up. And therefore, every month, every Rosh Chodesh, as the moon kind of renews its process, I'm going to remind myself that I made a mistake, and you're going to bring a carbon chattis. Klai Yisrael bring a carbon chattis, and here's the line, look inside again. Heviu alai kapara, bring a kapara on my behalf. Bring a carbon for Hashem. Hashem needs a carbon for his avera. Shemi'ati yasei arayach, that I made the moon small. Amazing Gemara, a lot to learn from that Gemara. Rish Lakish is the one, I think, who says the drasha. Rish Lakish himself was a tremendous Baal Tshuva. And Rish Lakish says the drasha, because if you look in Parshas Pinchas, when it talks about the carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh, it refers to the chatas as a chatas, listen carefully, chatas la Hashem. A chatas for Hashem. A chatas for Hashem? Yeah. So says the Gemara, yeah, a chatas for Hashem. Hashem needs to bring a carbon chatas. Hashem messed up. So Hashem is being punished. Wow. Now, obviously, it's a very difficult Gemara, right? Meaning, philosophically, theologically, Hashem messed up, Hashem needs kapara, what does that mean? But like any good Rebbe or any good parent, a teacher, a Rebbe, sometimes the way Moshe Rabbeinu, the way Tzaddikim make mistakes, it's in order to what? It's in order to make themselves look a little bit more human, a little bit more regular, so that people can relate to them and people can learn from them. When a Tzaddik does an Avera, the tzaddik does the avera right? Not because so much the tzaddik was tempted, but bashkacha pratis, it had to be so people could learn, oh, look, the tzaddik does tshuva, so we do tshuva. The Gemara says explicitly in Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet, David HaMelech was bigger than his averos. Klal Yisrael Becheira Egel were bigger than their averos. So how did we mess up? So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, to teach tshuva to the masses, Klal Yisrael messed up, to teach that a tzibur can do tshuva when the tzibur messes up. David, as an individual, messed up, to teach an individual that you could always do tshuva. David HaMelech is compared to the moon, interestingly enough. So hold on a second. So explains the Yismach Yisrael. Let's try to understand. Perush, she'aholeich u'mischaser u'mismait v'achar kach mispashet u'misgadel k'dei lahoros tshuva v'avodas Hashem liyisrael. When Hashem says, right, bring about kapara, again, I told you the whole drasha, the whole conversation, Maseches Chul and Daf Samach. But on a more simple level, says the Yismach Yisrael, the moon and the shrinking of the moon, and then the rebirth of the moon, and the growing of the light of the moon, right? That itself is what? Is teaching tshuva and teaching of Avodas Hashem to Klal Yisrael. Meaning when Hashem says, Heviu alai kapara, shemi'atati asei areyach, Hashem's not, again, on one level Hashem's admitting, I messed up, and I need a carbon brought on my behalf. Kiviyachol. But at the same time, on a more simple level, Hashem says, okay, moon, you know what? Now you're going to become the Rebbe of tshuva. People are going to look to you, and you're going to bring Heviu alai kapara. You're going to teach people how to get kapara. You're going to show people that sometimes you have exalted, illuminated days, and sometimes you have dark and really, you know, down kind of days. So you're going to be lahoros tshuva v'odas Hashem liyisrael. You're going to teach Klal Yisrael the secret of tshuva. That's what the moon is. And that's how we're compared to the moon, because tshuva is the essence of who we are. Our whole life is tshuva. Api pnimiyas haTorah. The whole avod of a Jew is tshuva. From the day you're born, it's just tshuva. It's getting back to, right? There's a concept of tshuva even for a person who doesn't do averos. Tshuva is one of the things the Gemara says in Psachim that was created before the world. Everything's about tshuva, getting close to Hashem, returning to Hashem. Hashem threw you down on this island called planet Earth, took your neshama from Tachas Kisei HaKavod. Your whole life is just trying to get back to Hashem. That's the whole mission statement of a Jew, tshuva. So that's how we're compared to the moon. And that's what it says, the Psukim in Tehillim Paraches. Mipi oilalim v'yonkim yisadta oz zoha Torah. V'nasata Torah liyisrael v'lolim alachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give the Torah to us. He founded the world with Torah. He gave the Torah to this world. V'afal pi shebnei adam u'sadim l'chet lo chashashta. And even though Hashem knew we would mess up, and the angel said, why are you wasting the Gemara on Shabbos? Why are you wasting your Torah on humanity? Let the Torah remain in the heavens. And Hashem says, no, not a problem. I can give the Torah. But people are going to mess up. Hashem says, I'm not worried. Umay tam, says the Yismach Yisrael, what is the reason that Hashem's not worried? Continuing the psukim in Tehillim Paraches, ki era shamecha ma'asei etzbo secha. Because you'll look to the heavens to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacted with the moon. How Hashem shrunk the moon and Hashem said, oops, it's a mistake and now I have to do tshuva. What Hashem was really doing is Hashem was saying, I'm creating an image of tshuva for you to be able to look at. Every single night, at the end of a day, Cheshbon HaNefesh, you look up at the sky for a second and you say, ah, the moon's getting bigger, ah, the moon's getting smaller. Ups and downs. That's how it is. Hashem says, I'm teaching you tshuva. V'hein tzava shamayim. Look to the heavens. V'haya lahem shalo lachto b'chei kina v'sinas chinam elios kedoshim v'tahor mikol chet. That you look to the moon, right? The moon which was jealous and the moon that was complaining. And then a Jew looks at himself and he says, I'm also jealous and I'm also complaining and I have a lot of sinas chinam and I have a lot of averos. You know, but the moon goes through a cycle and I can also go through a cycle. The moon complained to Hashem that I can't exist alongside the sun as an equal. And the stars, when I look up to the heaven, I see the stars. That was the complaint of the moon. And all these stars represent the fact that Hashem tried to appease the moon. To tell the moon, as much as it looks like a b'di'avad track, you're about tshuva. About tshuva is even higher than a tzaddik in a certain way. Al kein ma enosh kises karenu la nisho achata av. Sharehu ben adam nolad mi basar adam. So he's going through the psukim in Tehillim Paraches, right? Where again the angels are basically saying, ma enosh kises karenu. Why are you wasting your time with man? And Hashem's response is what? Is ben adam. Because he's man. He's human. He's going to make a lot of mistakes. Right. He's allowed to make mistakes because he's human. That's exactly the point Hashem says. And that's what David HaMelech says. L'cha levadcha kishayisi adam harishon. The pasuk is l'cha levadcha chatasi. So David HaMelech says, l'cha levadcha kishayisi adam harishon. Everybody knows that David HaMelech was supposed to live a very short life. And Adam was supposed to live 1,000 years. However, Adam, in his generosity, the Medrash says, gave 70 years of his life to David HaMelech, and David ended up living 70 years. So the Svarim explain, the Arizal explains, that Adam is Rashi Tevos, Adam, David, Mashiach. Aleph, Dalet, Mem is Adam, David, Mashiach. Adam becomes David, becomes Mashiach. So David says, when I used to be Adam Rishon, Kashayisi Adam Rishon, Ki Adua Shad David Hay Gilgul Adam Rishon, L'cha levadcha, right? To you alone, when it was just me and you, Hashem, when I was just Adam Rishon, before there was a world, before there were people, when it was just Adam Rishon, V'chatasi Oz, and I messed up. Such a tragedy. Again, you always, you know, we wonder, like, what would have happened if Adam didn't mess up? Obviously, it was part of the master plan that Adam should mess up. It couldn't have been otherwise. If it could have been otherwise, it would have been otherwise. It had to be this way. Adam had to mess up. Klai Yisrael had to have Chedah Egel. There had to be Mitzrayim. All the brokenness of our life story, of the world story, had to be. So David HaMelech says, L'cha levadcha chatasi. When it was just me and you, when I was Adam HaRishon, and I sinned, and I messed up, right? So think about that. It was just me and you and I messed up. There were no distractions. It was just me and Hashem sitting in Gan Eden, and I messed up. So obviously, people mess up. Right? It's all the more so as time goes on. We're going to mess up more and more. So David HaMelech says, okay, we're going to mess up, but there's a way to come back. Tachasreyu me'at me'aluhim means the Jews were slightly less than the divine. That's a reference to when the Jews stood at Har Sinai. So there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be Adam Rishon who messes up. And then there's going to be a family who kind of finds their way. Avram Avinu, who goes from being an Ovid of Zara to becoming a believer in Hashem. And then we end up in Mitzrayim. And we come out of Mitzrayim, we're in the lowest. And then we go to Har Sinai, and all of a sudden we're back to the highest. Tachasreyu me'at me'alukim. This is the waxing and waning of the moon. And that's what it means. Tiku b'chode shofar b'kesa liyom chagenu. Right? We sound the shofar, we make Rosh Hashanah b'kesa. Sha'alavana miskasa b'yom chagenu. When the moon is concealed, at the beginning of the month, Rosh Hashanah, when the moon is not so bright yet. Al yidei shenismata b'kitruga alachama. The moon which was made small because it complained against the sun. Afal pishu maisei etzbosav shalakadosh baruch hu. Yes, of course, this is all the handiwork of Hashem. Al kein oz chokli Yisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov l'zakos es Yisrael afilo achet kinav asinas chinam mikav chomer mina yareach v'chul. So what he's saying is that everything that happened to the moon, right, everything that happened in creation is just foreshadowing, you know, maisa avos simil levanim. Right? The moon is not one of our avos, but anything that happened prior to us is a lesson on the simplest level. Forget on a deeper, just a simple level. You learn from the mistakes of the past. So when the moon messed up, but Hashem says, "Don't worry, moon. We're gonna find a way to appease you. This is not gonna be. You're not gonna spend the rest of your life thinking it's b'di'evad." And Hashem struggled to try to get the moon to believe that his new way of living is gonna be okay, because the moon was very upset. I want it to be the sun. I want it to be the biggest of the luminaries of the sky. Hashem said, "Nah, you complain. You're gonna be small." And then it took a long time for Hashem to convince the moon. I'm telling you, you're an important player. You're not less significant than the sun. You're going to teach people the power of tshuva. You're going to teach people the cycle of life. So he says, "V'zeh perish akasev achodesh zeh lachem." So now this is, again, Chodesh Nisan. Let's come back to Shabbos HaGadol now. This is what Hashem meant when he said to the Jewish people, "Hachodesh hazeh lachem." What did Hashem mean when he said, "Hachodesh zeh lachem"? What's the pashup shot? Why is this the first mitzvah that the Jews are given? So you could say like the Svarno, you're about to leave Mitzrayim, you're about to be a free person, free people make their own schedule, right? You're now going to have the ability to govern your own time. So make sure you understand how to use time. You're going to set up the calendar. You're going to set up the months. Right? A free person has to understand the gift of time and to use it properly. Okay. But much more than that, says the Yismach Yisrael, you know what HaChodesh Zalachem is? This is beautiful. Okay, if we didn't understand what he was hinting to in each of these psukim and tilam, it's okay. You know what he says now? HaChodesh Zalachem? You're on your way out of Mitzrayim. You're on the 49th level of Tumah. You're on your way out of Mitzrayim. You're coming out of Mitzrayim. Yeah? And you're trying to figure out, where do we go? How are we going to get anywhere from here? Hashem says, HaChodesh HaZelachem. The first thing I want you to do is become people who are paying attention to the moon. That's the first mitzvah Hashem gave the Jewish people. HaChodesh HaZelachem. Hainu Shekol Iker Chidush HaYereach Hi Lachem. The whole waxing and waning of the moon, that was, you know why that happened? Back by creation? Lachem, it's for you Jews. When you find yourself in a bad place, look at the moon and realize that what? That the ischadjus of the moon, bright nights, dark nights, it's all lachem. Klomer b'shvilchem. Lahoros lachem tshuva. Sha'afilu im nismayit v'nechsar orachem. Even if your light is extinguished, which it was in Mitzrayim, tuchlu lalos laheyer al yedei tshuva. A Jew can get back to his original light. You can shine like you once were shining in the past. So that's an amazing lesson. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Pay attention to the moon. I made it this way for you, Hashem says. Now, how do we get from here to Shabbos HaGadol? We're 6 lines from the bottom on page 28 in the right column. V'ikr ha'tshuva hu al yedei Shabbos. However, let's think about this for a second. Shabbos was sof masa v'machshava tchila. Tshuva also. Tshuva also was machshava tchila, like I told you. Tshuva was an idea that Hashem contemplated prior to creation of the world. And everything we're trying to get to, we get to Geula, we get to Mashiach by what? The Rambam writes in Uchos Tshuva, by doing Tshuva. So Shabbos is sort of like the starting point of creation, but it's also the last day of creation. Tshuva also is something that precedes creation, but it's also the thing we're trying to get to. Right? With that Tshuva, we come to Geula. That's why HaChodesh Zalachem is Gematria Mashiach ben David. Because when we really look at the moon and learn this lesson, then we can have the Geula. But Shabbos is a day of Tshuva. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is where we're trying to get to. Not just on a weekly basis to survive the week to make it to Shabbos, but we're trying to get to a world that's Kulo Shabbos. That's what we're trying to get to. V'ikra Tshuva hu ayidei Shabbos, ki osios Shabbos no trikon, Shabbos bo tashuv. He says that the very word Shabbos stands for Shabbat bo tashuv. On Shabbos, you shall repent. Shabbos is not about getting farther and farther away. Shabbos is about what? Getting closer and closer to what? To your home. Al yetze ish mevakomo b'yom haShabbos. Don't leave your house. Boundaries on Shabbos. Gvulim. Erev. Rishos ha-yachid. Rishos ha-rabim. Right? We're trying to turn inward on Shabbos. During the week, we're running around. Some people travel on business every week. They're on a plane, they're on a bus, they're on a train, they're in a car, they're going from here, they're there, they're running around doing, right? But at least come home for Shabbos. That's tshuva. Shabbos is tshuva. He says the letters Shabbos are tough shin beis, the essence of the word tshuva. V'achar chet Adam HaRishon kisha asa tshuva. So after Adam HaRishon sinned, and Adam HaRishon wanted to do tshuva, what did Hashem teach him? What did Hashem give Adam Rishon? What did He teach him about? He taught him what? Sha'os Shabbos Masarlo. Hashem gave Adam Rishon Shabbos. Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Right? Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Adam Rishon said Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. When he realized that Shabbos meant that there's still hope for him. He thought he destroyed the world. Adam didn't have air. He thought that was it. The light, right? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Adam sinned, the world got dark. Like the moon. The moon messed up, Hashem took away its light. We'll never recover. Not true. Hashem says to the moon, just wait a little, you'll see. Your light's gonna come back, and then it's going to get small again, and then it's going to come back again. It's like Shabbos. Right? Shabbos comes, and then it goes, and we're sad to see it go. And we struggle through another week of chol. Chol is lashon of chola. We're sick all week, waiting for Shabbos. And then we come to Shabbos. And we say, ah, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbos is Shalom. Shabbos is Shalom. Shabbos, I feel like a person again. I feel healthy again. Haynu Shayidei Shabbos Zachal Tshuva. So Shabbos is deeply connected to Tshuva. And that's why David, that's why Adam Rishon said, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Okay, top of the left column. Kamavur B'medrash. Shetino Kano Lad Yef Shalom Lavo B'briso Shal Avram Avinu. At Shira Pnei HaMatronisa Tchila. The Medrash says, a baby, why do you have a bris on the eighth day? Because that guarantees that no matter what day of the week you were born on, you'll have a Shabbos before you come to your bris. You can't come to your bris, you can't be a real Jew until what? Until you come face to face with the matronisa. It means like with the noble woman, which means Shabbos. Shabbos kal l'malkasa. So why can't I come to a bris? Why can't I be a Jew until I experience Shabbos? Because Shabbos. Shabbos is tshuva. Shabbos is the essence of what we're trying to get to. Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Ukamo kein behema lakarban at shiavru alea shiva yamim me'es la'es pasol la'krava. An animal that's born can't be a karban until it passes through a Shabbos. Meaning nothing can achieve its purpose until you've tasted Shabbos. Because that's what we're trying to get to. V'chein kol brios kulam tzrichim l'kocho shel Shabbos. And everything in the world needs Shabbos. Everything is raw until it experiences Shabbos. It's unrefined. He says a beautiful vart. He quotes from the Surah Hamor on the words Vayechal Elokim Bayom Hashvi Malachto. What does Vayechal mean? Vayechal Elokim Bayom Hashvi Malachto. Hashem finished on the seventh day his malacha. But you know what that means? It means that everything that was created on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all of it was unfinished. Until what? Until Shabbos came. When Shabbos comes, all of a sudden, what's been created on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Vayechal, now everything, Shabbos puts the finishing touch on everything. Tshuva, Shabbos. Haynu shekolsa v'nigmara b'Shabbos kol melechas hashisha yam v'chol habruim kulam. Everything needs Shabbos. Shekulam hutzruchu l'kocho shel Shabbos. Everything needs Shabbos. So chevra, so now let's understand Shabbos HaGadol. Such a big Shabbos. This Shabbos is such a big Shabbos. Why is this Shabbos such a big Shabbos? The Shabbos before Pesach is such a big Shabbos. You know why? Because Pesach is the birth of Klal Yisrael. Pesach is the redemption of Klal Yisrael. Pesach is the beginning of the formation of Klal Yisrael. Pesach is everything. HaChodesh Zalachem, Rishon Hu Lachem L'chad She'ashon. It's the beginning of the calendar. It's the Yom Tov that sets the tone for the Shlosh Regalim. It's the lead-off. So therefore, the Shabbos that's going to give its energy, that's going to create the Pesach that follows, is a big Shabbos. That's a big Shabbos. That's a really big Shabbos. And just think about what it was like the Shabbos before they left Mitzrayim. What was that Shabbos? What was it like that Shabbos? What did they do that Shabbos? That was the Shabbos when they began to do tshuva. That was the Shabbos when the Jews were told, Mashchu kechu lachem tzon, right? Chazal say, Mashchu, detach yourself from your Avodah Zarah and take the Karban Pesach, which you're going to hold hostage for 4 days, and then you're going to shecht it. It's the Egyptian god. You're going to kill the Egyptian god, and you're going to have a Seder in Mitzrayim because you believe that you're going free, and then you're going to go free. But the Shabbos that preceded Yetzias Mitzrayim, which took place on a Thursday, that Shabbos was already the beginning of the tshuva of Klal Yisrael. Look what he writes. He says it clearly. He says, "V'chol geulas Mitzrayim, haya al yedei Shabbos shekodem ha'geula." How did we get out of Mitzrayim? The Jews made a Shabbaton, big Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. The Jews made a big Shabbos, which means that they understood in a deep way Shabbos. They understood what Shabbos offers us. The Jewish people were not the Jewish people until they came out of Mitzrayim. Vayechal Elokim b'yom ha'shvi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos puts the finishing touches. What do you mean, finishing touches? We've been Jews for a long time. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shvatim, no. They weren't Jews until they had that big Shabbos in Mitzrayim. That big Shabbos, right before they left, that last Shabbos, before they went on their big trip to Har Sinai, that was a Shabbos that was Gadol. It was a Shabbos of Tshuva. Shayidei Zeh Zachu L'Tshuva. And in this chus of that Shabbos, they were able to then come to the illuminated night of Pesach. Think about it. Again, we're saying Shabbos is tshuva. Right? The moon getting back to its light, even though the light sometimes is diminished. So think about the Leil HaSeder. We've said many times, it's called the Laila Kayom Yatir. It's an illuminated light, a night. It's a night where the lights are on. It's getting back to the lost light of the moon. Lafichach nikra Shabbos halazeh Shabbos hagadol. Chaver, this is such an important Shabbos. This Shabbos is going to set the tone for your whole Pesach. You got to tap into the Shabbos. If you don't usually go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, try to go this Shabbos. If there's a couple places you could daven Friday night, you know, one meeting's a little bit longer, but it's a little bit nicer, but it's a little farther from your house, so go there, walk there. It's worth it. It's worth the trip. This Shabbos is going to energize your Pesach. In the schus of the tshuva and the Shabbos experience they had in Mitzrayim, it was in that merit, that was the finishing touches, just like Shabbos was the finishing touches of creation. So too was only in the schus of that awesome Shabbos that the Jewish people experienced that geula. And of course, geulas Mitzrayim is the root of all geula. So if you're saying that Shabbos got them out of Mitzrayim, it means Shabbos gets us out of everything. Shabbos frees us from all of our problems. Shabbos is our weekly taste of what Mashiach could be like. So we always have to love Shabbos. But this Shabbos, the Shabbos that created Yitzias Mitzrayim, Geulas Mitzrayim, it's mamish a Shabbos HaGadol. It's mamish a big Shabbos. Yes? Kesser to Malchus, yeah. Right. It seems the farthest. But Malchus, in a certain way, you understand things in a cyclical way. The lowest and the highest always reconnect. You get to the last word of the Torah, you go back to the first word of the Torah. So is the last word of the Torah the farthest word from Bereishis or the closest word to Bereishis? Depends. If you see things linear, so it's the farthest. But if you see things in a circle, which I hope to talk about next week, then we'll understand that really Malchus and Kesser are very close to each other. That's why the Kesser is worn by the Melech. Kesser rests on top of the Malchus. Yes? Why did I use that example of going to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos? Because on Shabbos, a Jew gets a new neshama. On Shabbos, a person gets a neshama yisera. Right? So also, what is a mikvah? A mikvah is also a rebirth. If Shabbos is sort of, a recreation, right? It's tshuva. It's getting back to where I used to be. So mikvah also, it purifies, it brings a person back to their starting point. The way that the Shem Yishmuel explains it, already some earlier sources have it, it's like, why do I go, I go under the water, I enter into an environment where I can't survive. Right? Can't breathe underwater. So in a certain sense, it's a weird kind of image to take with you to the mikvah, but it's suicidal in a certain sense, right? It's killing off my old self to allow myself to be born again. So I enter into the water, I enter into an environment where I can't survive, right? And I kind of kill off my old self, myself from all the averos that I did this past week, anything that wasn't geula dik, anything that wasn't tshuva dik. And now I go to the mikvah, and I come out of the mikvah, and I'm reborn into a world of Shabbos. Right? So it fits this whole theme of this renewal. Achodesh hazeh lachem. Going to the mikvah renews a person. Allows you to... Yeah, rinse off your averos. No, of course not. Can't plan our averos and do tshuva after. But we make mistakes. So the mikvah is a good way. Again, it's a good way for a person to start fresh. It's a rebirth. It's a rebirth. Okay? Okay, let's turn to page 38. Let's turn to page 38. Continuing this theme of tshuva, let's turn to page 38. Chaver, bottom right-hand corner on page 38, Osir Aleph, on the Haggadah. Rasha Mahu Omer. So how bad is this Rasha? Is it Rasha Gomer? He's at the Seder. Got to acknowledge the fact that he's at the Seder. We said yesterday, shows up at the Seder. That's already worth something, no? You didn't have to come to the Seder. Rasha Mahu Omer. Hainu shechalila lomar shabal hamagid medaber chalila b'rasha gamor. God forbid to say that the Rasha of the Seder is a Rasha gamor. He's not a Rasha gamor. If he's such a Rasha, he wouldn't be at the Seder. Ach, ha'inyin bezehu, sheomer no'ash mitshuva. In what sense is he a Rasha? He's a Rasha in the sense that he thinks, I'm a Rasha and I can't fix my mistakes. He's a self-declared Rasha. He's still a Yid, and he comes to the Seder. Of course he is. He's Jewish. But he feels about himself that he's a Rasha. There's a pasuk that we incorporate into the Yom Noram, into the Slichos. We say, Ya'azov Rasha Darko. Right? That a Rasha should abandon his derech. So there's a question that was asked by the Rebbe of Henoch of Alexander, who said, I don't understand. Yazo Rasha Darko, a Rasha doesn't have a derech. Rishon don't have a derech. Now the truth is, you'll say some Rishon are very methodical. Hitler Yamach Shemo definitely had a derech. He knew exactly what he was trying to do. But some Rishon, part of what makes them Rasha is that they don't have a derech. They do whatever they want. You go here, you go there. You do this, you do that. There's no derech. A tzaddik has a derech. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a derech. He has a schedule. Right? He knows, you know, months in advance what he's eating on Friday night, because he has the same meal every Friday night. Right? He knows what his breakfast is, he knows what time he's going to be here, what time he's going to be there. It's mamish precise. But a Rasha doesn't have a derech. So what does the pasuk mean when it says, Ya'azov Rasha Darko, that a Rasha should abandon his derech? Said, a Rasha should abandon the fact that he thinks that he's... That's what's holding him back. Like we spoke about last week, a Jew has to pick a derech. As you walk out of Har Sinai and you're heading to Kabbalah Satorah, you have to point yourself in the right direction. So the fact that he's labeled himself a Rasha is holding him back tremendously. That's his derech. So we say, Ya'azov Rasha Darko. Stop thinking your derech is the derech of a Rasha. Stop calling yourself a Rasha. You convince yourself, nah, I'm a Rasha, I'm Rasha. You're not a Rasha. You're a moon. You're a Jew. You're going to have bright nights, you're going to have dark nights. Right? You're going to have ups and you're going to have downs. So we say to the Rasha at the Seder, who's sitting there and he sees that he can't do tshuva, Shemachzich es atzmo ki hu meshuka kol kach. He thinks that he's so sunken into his ways. U'medam benafsho ki ein lo to'eles v'lo yoel lo ha'eschabrus v'eschklaulus b'chlal yisrael. And what does the Rasha say? Ma'avod es oslachem. We were talking yesterday about this. Ma'avod es oslachem. The Rasha says, what is this avoda for you? And the Haggadah is very critical of him. He says, Yismach Yisrael, let's read it, yeah? Michal, you'll be happy. You like this reading of it. Let's read it that he's not so angry. He feels bad. He says, Ma'avod es oslachem, meaning Hashem like values your mitzvahs, but like, not me. Lachem v'lo lo. I failed out already. Like, I failed out of the game. You know? I can't go back in no matter how much I want to play. V'lezeh yikar kofer be'ikar. But he's kofer be'ikar. What ikar? What principle? What principle of Jewish life is he denying? Something that preceded the world itself. Tshuva. By labeling himself a Rasha, by saying, I come to the Seder because, I mean, I got to eat dinner and I got to go through the motions, but like, it's not really my avoda at this point. I failed out of the game. So he's kofar be'ikar, he denies the most basic principle of what? Of creation, of tshuva. Adam Rishon messed up. David HaMelech messed up. Klal Yisrael messed up. The moon messed up. Kimotzi asatzum in a Klal Yisrael. He takes himself out of Klal Yisrael. So you know what we do? Ba'af ata hake yashinav. We blunt his teeth and we say to him, Ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li. Daika b'tzeisi mitzrayim. This is what God did for me on the way out of Mitzrayim. What are we saying to the Rasha? It's a beautiful answer. It's so sweet. You know what we're saying to the Rasha? Again, the God says, leave a lo, me and not you. Again, don't read it so harsh. We're not giving him mussar. We're trying to get him to change his attitude. Believe that you could also go out of Mitzrayim. Right? But you know what we're saying to the Rasha? We're saying, Rasha, let's compare you to someone at the table who you think is worthy, you know? So hold on a second. Ba'avur zeh, this Seder that we're doing, Asa Hashem li, b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. This is the Seder that Hashem made for me when what? When I left Mitzrayim. So what you're saying to the Rosh is, where was I holding when I got out of Mitzrayim? I mean, you're saying, oh, I'm beyond hope. What do you think the Seder is? The Seder is a celebration of Jews who were hopeless, who were in the lowest place, and they came to the Seder. The Jews made a Seder in Mitzrayim, and they got out. You're saying to the Rosh Hashagam Mitzrayim, how you saw Mishukam B'memtes Shari Toma. I know how you're feeling. I've been there. But you know what? I also believe, like a moon, that the light can come back around again. The good guys at the Seder were also in a really bad place once upon a time. We're all Balei Tshuva. And every Jew has to say at the Seder, God did this for me. Right? No, God wouldn't do it for me. What do you mean? Think about who he did it for. There's a beautiful Rapshitzer. The Zera Kodesh of Naftali of Rapshitz says, we use the expression in Kiddush, Chila lemekroi kodesh zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim. Anyone know this part? Gotta know this. It's such a good part. You know this part? Chila lemekroi kodesh zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim. A Jew says, I want to live a life of Kedusha. I want to live a life of Kedusha. Right? But it's out of reach. It's out of reach. So we say, Chila lemekroi kodesh. The first step, lemekroi kodesh, declaring a life of Kedusha, is what? You need a role model? You want to see an example of it's not out of reach when it looks like it's really out of reach? Tchila mekroi kodesh, the first step towards a life of Kedusha, is don't forget what it looked like in Mitzrayim. It wasn't a rosy picture at all, it was a big mess. But we got out. So God forbid, Russia, you're sitting at the Seder, you're talking this so sad. Ma'avod azos lachem, it's your avod. No, that's not for me. I can't do it at this point. Why not? How do you think I did it? I did the same avera as you did in high school also. So how did you get so into davening and learning and mitzvahs and how did you change yourself? I believe that I could. Yazov Russia Darko. I stopped calling myself a Russia and I decided it's time to change. And I did. So Mechazik the Russia, we say Russia, we were also on the lowest level once upon a time. Stop saying this, it's not shayich for you, it's shayich for you. Klal Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim. The moon finds a way after it gets totally dark at one point in the month. It goes back, by the middle of the month, it's shining again. It's shayach. It's shayach for a Jew to undergo that transformation. It's beautiful. Who's maybe the saddest, most hopeless character at the Seder? It's not the Chacham, it's not the Rasha, it's not the Tam, it's not the Sheini Odei Elishol. Is it the fifth son of Levi, which everybody talks about, doesn't come to the Seder? But I said, who's the saddest character at the Seder? Right? Who's the saddest character at the Seder? Turn to page 50. There's a lowly piece of potato or parsley. It's called karpas. No? Meaning, the Rasha shows up at the Seder, he needs a lot of chizik, okay? But he's still a person, and if like you can talk to him, you can have a conversation with him, you can mechazik him. Yeah? This little potato, it probably doesn't have such great hasagos for this night. You know, it's not going to be like a transformative night. Let me show you how much we're mechazik this karpas, okay? A little piece of karpas, yeah? The Yismach Yisrael used to, Rav Biederman brings, the Yismach Yisrael used to take the karpas in his hand and said, on all other nights, you're just like a little, you know, like you're a little radish, you're a little potato, you're a little piece of parsley, right? But on this night, you're karpas. You're mamish karpas, no? Karpas, it's halik. What, you're looking up the gematria karpas, Valvo? Oh, what is it? Is that anything good? 360? What's 360? Okay. Rinachman. Shovim. Yosef Pasadik. Okay. Karpas is a halik thing. Let's see. Let's take a look. So says the Yismach Yisrael, a tiny little paragraph, the bottom right-hand corner of page 50. Karpas. Karpas. No, what's beautiful, we're not going to do any of them today, but he has quite a few times in the Haggadah section, he goes through all 15 steps of the Seder in like and says like a pshat that follows it through. Like what is, you know, Kadesh Orchas Karpas Yach, it's telling you like a derech and avodas Hashem. So I'm just going to take Karpas here for a minute, okay? So look at Karpas. He says Karpas, right? Again, it comes after Kadesh Orchat. So Kadesh Orchat already is a big chiddush. Kadesh, you can achieve Kedusha, Orchats, you didn't even rinse off in the mikveh yet. Right? It's a chiddush. Karpas, look what he writes. Vitira halohayerek hatamun kulo ba'afar. Rak roshe olav megulim. Take a vegetable, yeah? That's, that what? There's a lot of vegetables like this, where the overwhelming majority of the vegetable's body is buried in the dirt, and just like its head is poking out a little bit, you know? Where you could just see like the top of it poking up above the surface. You have to dig it out, you have to pluck it out of the ground. Right? Take a radish, take a carrot, whatever it is. So he says, you take a little vegetable, which is buried in the dirt. Mom is buried in the mud. Yeah? It's like barely keeping its, you know, head above water, so to speak. And now all of a sudden, Yizke gam kein la'alos al shulchan malachim. This little radish, this little potato is buried in the dirt. All of a sudden now it's part of the Seder. It's sitting on a princely table. So the little radish says to itself, How did I go from being, you know, buried in the dirt to becoming part of the most exalted night? To getting a front row seat at the biggest celebration. How did I get such a ticket? How did I get such a seat at the Seder? Yeah? I'm sitting on Shulchan Malachim, Man Malki Rabbanon, Shemoychin B'Yitzra. Yeah. All of a sudden, right? I'm sitting at the table of princes. So he's quoting a Gemara in Gittin that says Man Malki Rabbanon, that the rabbis are like kings. A Torah perspective, Shemolchin beYitzra, right? A person who's a melech over his Yetzirah understands this. What does it mean? It means a person can sometimes be getting beat up by his Yetzirah so badly, and then all of a sudden he decides he's going to fight back, and he digs inside of himself, right? Like Zeb said, Karpas is gematria chelek elokami mal. He finds the divine spark inside of himself. Mom is beautiful. He says, "I'm also created in the image of Hashem." You're Karpas. You're a little piece of potato. Your cheap little piece of potato. No, I'm not. I'm part of the Seder. One of my favorite stories. It's beautiful. There's a story with Rav Chaskel Besser. Rav Chaskel Besser, one time, he used to have a lot of people at his Shabbos table. So he's sitting at his Shabbos table one Friday night. He had a lot of different types of Jews at his Shabbos table. And he noticed that there was a little moth that was flying around the room. Yeah? And the moth landed on the window and was trying to find its way out, free itself from the room. So Rav Chaskel Besser went over and opened the window and he said to his Shabbos guest, he says, "Oh, it looks like this little butterfly would prefer to be outside than inside." You know? So some lady probably keeping Shabbos like the first time said, like, "Rabbi, it's not a butterfly, it's a moth." So Rav Chaskel Besser says, "No, no." He says, "During the week it's a moth, but it's Shabbos now. And on Shabbos, even a moth deserves to be called a butterfly." Right? Shabbos, everything gets lifted up on Shabbos. Pesach is called Shabbos. Jamie, cue up the pasuk. Mimachras HaShabbos. Yeah? Bar Mitzvah Parasha. Mimachras HaShabbos. On the day after Shabbos, you start counting Sefiras Homer. What does Shabbos mean in that pasuk? Shabbos means what? Shabbos means Pesach. Why is Pesach called Shabbos? Because Pesach is a man of tshuva, like Shabbos is a man of tshuva. On Shabbos, isn't everything lifted up? Forget the potato at Karpas. What about the potato in your chulin? It's different than the French fries you eat in the calf on a Tuesday. No? It's a different potato. It's not the same potato. Amish, a totally different type of potato. So this little piece of potato, all of a sudden, right, it was buried in the dirt with its head barely poking itself above the ground. And now all of a sudden, look how it became a Shulchan Shamalachim. Yeah? It's in the presence of mitzvos, Seder, Geula. Eliyahu Navi's going to show up to hang out with this potato. It's going to share a spot in your stomach along with the matzah, with the mechla de mehemnusa. How did it get such a good seat in the house? So he says, ולהלוס הניטוס הקדוש אשר בסוכם ולברך עליהם ברי פרי האדמה, ובזה יהיה לו עליה. It goes from being just a plain old piece of potato, now it becomes an elevated piece of potato. Vitira ad kama tigdol avas habarius varach al kol nitzutz. So he says, if a potato can undergo such a transformation on the Seder night, so what about a Jew? Don't say I'm a Russia. Don't be an outsider. The Yismach Yisrael said, I don't know where he says it in print here, but he says, if a Jew doesn't believe that he can be completely transformed on the Seder night, right, then he said, he used the Lashon, like he's worse than the Rasha of the Haggadah. Because the Rasha of the Haggadah, he showed up at the Seder, and by the end we convince him, you know, Hakei Yashina, we convince him you can be a part of it. But if you go the whole Seder night and you walk out and you say like, nah, nothing changed, you're a bigger Rasha than the Rasha of the Haggadah. Because the Rasha of the Haggadah has anxieties if we're helping him. The potato's a little bit nervous. Nah, I'm just a little potato. No, you're not. You're karpas. You're tzaddik. Lebal yidach mimenu nidach halila. That nothing should be cast astray. That nothing shouldn't have a place. The moth becomes a butterfly. The potato becomes karpas. The rasha becomes a tzaddik. Hake eshinov. You knock out his teeth. Again, like the Svarim say, you take the gematria of rasha, it's 570, and you knock out shinov, you subtract the word shinov, which is 366, and the gematria that's left is what? Is 204, which is tzaddik. So come on, we say, Russia, come on. We're going to help. We're going to turn you into a tzaddik tonight. So he says, if Karpas could have such an aliyah, you make a very priyadam on the Karpas, and it's so elevated. So Vada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has the ability to do the same thing to each and every one of us. Okay? Okay, Rabosai, last piece for today. Turn back to Yud Zayin. We'll end with this... This theme that we've been developing this whole time. Go one more step with the Rasha. There's another type of tshuva, a very different type of tshuva that a Jew has to do on the Seder night. Because sometimes, we've been learning how sometimes a Jew feels that he's not going to be able to get back to his own light. Sometimes the opposite happens, where we become so full of ourselves, right, that we start to look disparagingly upon others. And the Seder is a time of Achdus. Pesach is a time of Achdus. Shabbos is a time of Achdus. This year, Shabbos and the Seder, it all comes together in a beautiful way. So it's a tremendous opportunity for us. So if you look on page 40, the bottom of the left-hand column, three lines from the bottom, one more comment about the Rasha. V'she'elas ha-Rasha ma'ha avodah hazos lachem. Let's learn one more aspect of the Rasha. Page 40. Hainu kol ha'avoda v'hayegia, shenitzrach liyegios, u'la'avod avodas ha'adama v'shivud ha'galios, la'achar chet adam arishon hu'rak lachem. Very different interpretation. Ma ha'avoda azos lachem. The Rasha is actually, in his mind, he thinks he's the tzaddik. Notice there's no tzaddik at the Seder. There's a chacham, there's a tam, there's a she'ene yedei alishon, there's a Rasha. But if you would have asked the Rasha, right, who are you? Me, I'm the tzaddik. So why are we calling him a Rasha? You know what he does at the Seder? It's chutzpah. Sometimes a Jew shows up at the Seder, and he feels like, you know, I wouldn't have been so bad at Mitzrayim. I never would have been so bad. You try to blame Mitzrayim, you blame Golus, you blame all the problems of Klal Yisrael on someone else. It's someone else's fault. Right? So the Rasha says, he says to his, you know, he points to his brother, or he points to his parents, or he points to whoever else at the Seder, and he says, Maha avoda azos lachem. Don't you realize that all of the avoda in Mitzrayim was lachem, it was your fault? The shibud of Mitzrayim was your fault. The only reason we went to Mitzrayim was your fault. I'm a good guy. I wouldn't have, had I been around, I wouldn't have gotten us to Mitzrayim. But knowing the way that you live your life, that's probably the reason we were in Mitzrayim. So he says, all of the avoda, all of the yegia, all of the hard work and all of the suffering of Galus, it was lachem, it was your fault. He says, top of page 41, top line, b'sibaschem uveglauchem, it was because of you. There's a way to say that more reflexive also. You could say, mom and dad, the reason that, you know, I'm in Galus, right? The reason that I'm not doing well in college, it's your fault. The reason I didn't get that summer internship, it's your fault. The reason I didn't find the shidduch yet, it's your fault. Right? You can go your whole life, just blame, like anything that didn't work out in your life, whatever meitzar, whatever mitzrayim, whatever's holding you back, you can always find someone else to blame. The problems that I have now, it's lachem, it's because of you. So look at this. V'lo lo, right? Hotzi atzom et haklal, it's not my problem. He takes himself out. I'm not the one who created mitzrayim, I didn't make that mess. Ki nidma be'einav l'ish tzadik v'yashar holich. Because he's so self-absorbed that he doesn't even realize that, what do you mean? He's the problem. He'd rather blame his friend, blame his roommate. It wasn't a good zman. You know why? Mechavrusa's fault. Mechavrusa wasn't serious. Okay, could be. Shelacha iataroa, avalataroa shelacherim. Like one who sees the mistakes of others but never sees his own mistakes. Ki achachamim yoidim shepagmu v'chaser. Because a real chacham, an emesdik chacham, knows what? Knows that he makes mistakes. That's what we're learning today. Adam made mistakes, the moon made mistakes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol admits that he makes mistakes. Right? A Rasha is a person who can never admit that he made a mistake. It's easier just to blame someone else. V'ahefech, harashah midamim b'nafsham shehem atovim. A Rasha imagines in his soul that he's good. U'memeil hu soni Yisrael. And he becomes what? He hates other Jews because he, you know, if God would just look at me, Mashiach would be here by now. But because my roommate is a bum, so that's why everything is bad. My chavrus is a bum. My rebbe is a bum. My parents are no good. Ki kulam ka'ayin negdo v'kulam ra'an v'chatam zulasa. And everyone else is worse than me. Right? Sometimes we see the world that way. V'enenu chafetz l'ischaber im shum b'nei adam. And he doesn't want to be connected to anyone. I don't want anyone else to drag me down. I want to do my own thing. So the Rasha says, maha avodah zos lachem. Your seder and my seder are very different. I'm not a part of your seder. He doesn't want to be connected to anyone. I'm good on my own. Because no one compares to him. And that's obviously the biggest Rasha. To think that you are perfect and everyone else is the one who's to blame for whatever it is. So, you know what we do to this Rasha? So we need to blunt his teeth. We need to respond to him. We need to tell him the truth. You're so self-absorbed. You know what we say to him? You know why we got out of Mitzrayim? Because of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Because of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, which are all expressions of what? Of Achdus Yisrael. Let's just take Pesach for a second. How is Pesach, the carbon Pesach, Achdus? How does it represent Achdus? Rav Kook has a beautiful Torah on this. How does Karban Pesach represent Achdus? First of all, the halacha is you can't bring a Karban Pesach for yourself. I don't care how big your appetite is or how small the sheep is, you have to eat it as part of a chabura. You have to register with others. More than that, what's the only way to eat the Karban Pesach? You have to roast it. What happens when you roast something? It pulls together. Right? When you roast something, the meat, right, which was more expansive, now pulls together. Right? Sli, it has to be roasted. And you have to eat it in one place. It's all about finding, you know, pulling the pieces together. A chabura, a Jew is coming together, eating the Karban Pesach, roasting it in such a way that it comes together, that the meat clings to itself. Right? And so is matzah, and so is maror. The Medrash says the Jews got out of Mitzrayim when they finally paid attention to each other. That's when Hashem started paying attention to them. Hainu ikra ha-gu'ula ha-yedeh achtus b'mitzrayim, ha-merumazim b'pesach matzumar, like I've explained, he says. And he says, even the Erev Rav, even some Egyptians joined the Jews. Who are the Erev Rav? V'gam ha-Erev Rav, shamam hu al-shem zeh. Why are they called an Erev Rav? Sheve'emes mi lo yira mehadr ga'ono mipachto be'agalus, How could you not be impressed? How could an Egyptian not be impressed by what they saw in Mitzrayim? Didn't any Egyptians want to convert? Didn't anyone want to join the Jewish people? Such an interesting comment. He says, in Megillas Esther it says that when the Jews were being victorious, Rabbi Me'am Ha'aretz Misyadim, there were people who wanted to convert, they became Jews, right? So he says, Mikol Shekein Khan, all the more so here by Mitzrayim, they saw even bigger miracles. So presumably people wanted to join us. So there's an Erev Rav, there's a mixed multitude, there's outsiders who want to join Klal Yisrael. Chutzpah, Russia, you don't see yourself as part of Klal Yisrael. You're not connected to Klal Yisrael. You don't see yourself as part of the story. You blame everyone else for the shortcomings of Klal Yisrael. You think everything that's going right in Klal Yisrael is you. You're kofer be'ikar. You're not part of the team. If you're not part of the team, you're a Rasha Gamor. And therefore, we need to blunt his teeth. We need to remind him that, no. Ba'avur zeh. It's because of Jews getting together that we were able to get out of Mitzrayim. And if you're not going to see yourself as part of the team, then it's never going to work. Okay, that's also tshuva. Right? That's a tshuva on a Ben Adam L'Chavera level. Not only returning to Hashem, but returning to Klal Yisrael. Pesach is about returning to Klal Yisrael. Think for a few minutes at the Seder. I'm being serious. Think for a couple of minutes at the Seder how connected you are to Klal Yisrael, Bigadol. When you hear Klal Yisrael news, you hear something happens in Eretz Yisrael, does it resonate with you? Are you connected to it? Do you see yourself as part of Klal Yisrael? Do you feel connected to the people around you? When you hear about Jewish suffering, does it bother you? Do you see it as yourself? Or are you a little bit detached? That's part of the Russian's problem. He's a little bit too detached. Ma'avod azos lachem. That's your problem. You know? That's your shita. That's your yeshiva. That's your community. That's not my issue. It's not true. So that's the tshuva that we also have to do on the night of the Seder. Okay? So Mirtz Hashem, Shabbat HaGadol. It should be a Shabbos of tshuva. It should be a Shabbos filled with tshuva, getting close to Hashem, getting close to each other. Appreciating Shabbos, understanding what Shabbos offers us in terms of a hachana for Pesach. And then to Mirtz Hashem, to come to the Seder and to be totally lifted up. A little piece of celery or whatever you use for karpas can undergo a radical transformation. All right, then Mirtz Hashem, we could do the same. Okay, shkoyach. No, and then I will see my name as the village. I will see my day,